Watch, upstate New York Democrats hold January 6th vigil. Accuse rioters of treason, a consequence of treason is death. By Ashley Oliver on January 7, 2022. Democrat opponents of Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, attended a far-left group's vigil in Glens Falls, New York. On Thursday, during which the group's co-chair accused those who breached the U.S. Capitol last year of treason, according to video of the vigil obtained by Breitbart News. Attendees at the event included Larry Fine, who serves as co-chair of Saratoga, Warren, Washington Progressive Action, which hosted the event, as well as two Democrats challenging Stefanik this year in her race for re-election, Matt Castelli and Matt Vittorti. Castelli, a front-running Democrat candidate in Stefanik's district, said in remarks at the vigil that Stefanik violated her oath that particular day, January 6, 2021, in her actions and has continued to do so every day since, according to one video. He accused Stefanik of promoting the big lie falsehoods that she was fed by the former president's inner circle after Stefanik joined the majority of her House Republican colleagues in objecting to certifying the 2020 presidential election. Watch. Castelli, a former CIA officer, has made the January 6th Capitol riot central to his campaign, announcing his bid for office by highlighting the incident, in which five people involved died, including three from natural causes and one from a drug overdose, and comparing it to September 11, 2001, when nearly 3,000 Americans were killed by al-Qaeda terrorists. Stefanik Executive Director Alex DeGrasse called the comparison disqualifying in a statement provided to Breitbart News, saying Castelli disgracefully compared January 6 to the terrorist attacks on September 11 during the week of the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks and has based his entire campaign on that disgraceful and disqualifying comparison. In his remarks at the event on Thursday, Castelli also compared Stefanik to the American Revolutionary War traitor Benedict Arnold. Her actions remind me of another individual with ties to the North Country. I am talking about the traitor Benedict Arnold. And his treasonous spirit is alive and well in Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. In addition to his attendance at the vigil, Castelli penned an op-ed, published on the Capitol riot anniversary, in which he cited the 14th Amendment, which forbids individuals who have engaged in insurrection from serving in office. Also at the vigil, the far-left host group's co-chair, Fine, drew an even deeper comparison than Castelli between January 6th and treason. We were attacked. There was a terrorist attack on our country, attempting to overthrow our government. It was a coup, Fine said, according to another clip of the event. They came with weapons and lots of people in arms. Because this attack is by our own citizens, it's called treason. Fine added, a consequence of treason is death. According to the Constitution, a consequence of treason is death. One attendee can be heard shouting, Amen, in response to the statement. Watch. Treason is narrowly defined in the Constitution. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Democrat candidate Vittorti, who recently became caught up in interparty conflict within his district, also criticized Stefanik at the Thursday vigil, saying the congresswoman is now trying to downplay and rewrite what actually happened a year ago. Stefanik, the House GOP conference chair, has been a leading Republican in condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA investigation into January 6, which Stefanik and several other GOP leaders have characterized as partisan and a sham, considering Pelosi's nine-member committee tasked with the investigation comprises seven Democrats and two never-Trump Republican outliers. The committee has focused largely on former President Donald Trump and his allies, accusing them of spurring protesters to storm the Capitol, but Stefanik, as well as several other GOP leaders, have directed attention toward the security in place at the Capitol the day of the riot and pitted a portion of the blame for inadequate security on Pelosi. The New York Republican said in a statement this week, "The fact is that Nancy Pelosi bears responsibility as Speaker of the House for leaving the Capitol so vulnerable despite multiple warnings and requests, and now she is responsible for the cover-up of that fact." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.